We're going to go to the book of Psalm. Psalm 57. Psalms is about the middle of the Bible. I've been studying on this. The Lord laid this on my heart the other night. And I don't know, hadn't quite looked at it the way I'm going to look at it today, or the way it hit me, but it made sense to me, so who knows, we'll see what happens. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come here today. Lord, ask you to clear out our hearts and minds, Lord, of all the worldly problems and things that are going on. And Lord, that we would focus on you and, Lord, your words. Lord, what they should be meaning to us. Lord, just speak to each heart here. Lord, if there be one here that doesn't know the Lord is Savior, that before they leave, that they would trust you. And put their trust and their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things we ask in his name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 57 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above thy heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." David wrote this. He was hiding in a cave, probably the cave of Adullam. He also was hiding in some caves in En-Gedi. He was hiding from a man named Saul, King Saul, who was out to kill him. Well, the whole army of Israel was joining in with Saul. There's two realities that are present with David. One is God. God was a reality to David, and that was present with him. But there was another reality that was present with David. It was evil. It was his enemy. And that was a real reality to him. In verse 1, we hear urgent need. He says, "Be merciful unto me," twice. Not just once. He said twice, "Be merciful unto me." That was an urgent need of his. And he asked for mercy. You know, God is the God of mercy. He's the Father of mercies. David was seeking from the right place. That's where mercy dwells, is with God. So he was doing the right thing. He trusted in God. He says, under the shadow of his wings. You know, David was in the right place. He was where he needed to be. He wasn't just in a cave hiding. He was under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. You might say the Rock of Ages. David couldn't see the sunshine. You ever been in it? Who's been in a cave? You know, I gotta loosen this thing up. My voice, and it just ain't getting it. You know, I've been in a cave. We went in one time, and we got over in there, and we turned the light out. Oh, man. I ain't never seen darkness like that. You could feel it. It was so thick. He was in a cave and couldn't see the sunshine, but nonetheless, David was comforted because of the Almighty God. He was under his protection. He realized that. He says in there, he says, until these calamities be overpassed. Look, calamities come and they'll end one day. That evil went away, and it's only for a time. Verse 2, he says, I will cry unto God Most High. You see, David was safe and knew that, but yet he was praying. Now, verses 3 through 6, he talks about his enemies. And then verses 7 through 11, he said something that is very important. All of those verses, David was fixed on God. His heart was fixed on God. He was unmovable. He knew his maker. He knew his provisions. He understood that he was under God's protection. He laid down and went to sleep. He had peace. And you wonder, well, how do you know that? Well, verse 8, he said, awake up. And then he says, I myself will awake early. He was in a cave. He was, guess who else was in the cave? His enemy. Saul had come up there and laid down. Here he is stuck in a cave. He's in there with his enemy, the very guy that wants to kill him, a guy that is head and shoulders above everybody else, the king of Israel, and he lays down and goes to sleep. See, God's presence gives us peace. Now, as I was reading this, there were some things come across to me. And, I don't know, it just kind of hit me strange for a little bit. And I got to studying it more and dwelling on it more and talking to the Lord more about it. And he says, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. You got to ask yourself, do you really trust in God? Have you, at some point in your life, committed your trust and your faith to Jesus Christ? I hope you have. I pray you have. If you hadn't, I feel sorry for you. I don't know how you deal with it. But I hope you have. But he says, in the shadow of thy wings I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. Calamities. At problems, storms, things of that nature. I have calamities in my life. Have had calamities in my life as long as I can remember. And I cry unto God the Most High. And it says that performeth all things. God is the reason we exist. God is the reason the sun comes up. He's the reason that we have water to drink. Oh, Lake Mead is going dry. Well, I've been here 4 years and it still ain't dry. God takes care of us. He gives us the air we breathe. Sometimes, yeah, causes me problems. But nonetheless, he takes care of me. It says, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. See, I've had an urgent need in my life. And verse 2, I will cry unto the Lord. You know what praying really means? Honestly, praying really means that you believe in God. Because, listen, I ain't going to pray to some. I don't pray to Allah. Because he's dead and the worms ate him. I don't pray to Hare Krishna because he died and the worms ate him. I pray to an almighty God that I know that came from the grave and is alive in heaven and on the right hand of God. And because of him, all things consist, everything. The reason you get up, Brian, is because of God. The reason you're able to eat sugar, Avery, is because of God. He actually wanted to have a piece of cake a minute ago. I said, no, not before church. Listen, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. You'd have a sugar later. Look, we pray because we believe in God. That's truly what it tells us. We pray because we believe. And he says, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Who was wanting to swallow me up? Satan. Satan wanted to do away with all of this. And he sent from heaven and saved us from all that. Jesus Christ. Amen. That's exactly what that's talking about. He says, God shall send forth his mercy and truth. Did he not do that? God's mercy was what? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the truth. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, listen, we can't have everlasting life. You've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ, or there won't be any everlasting life. And then I got into it and I said, verse 4, my soul is among lions. 1 Peter 5:8 says the devil is a roaring lion walking around seeking whom he may devour. We're among the lions every day of our life. But look at this. And I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword. Verse 6, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me in the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. You know what the Lord laid on my heart with that verse? I don't have people out here planning on killing me that I know of. I've made some enemies over the years, but to my knowledge, none of them have a contract out for me. But we do live among that kind of stuff. We live among thieves. We live among murderers. We live among rapists. We live among drugs and alcohol and all these problems. Listen, sin is our enemy. The effects of sin is our enemy. You see, let me read a verse to you. You can write it down or you can go over there if you want to. In the book of Genesis. That's the first book, by the way. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. You see, before sin came into the world, the Garden of Eden was perfect. They didn't have thorns. They had thistles. There wasn't any mosquitoes. There wasn't any ticks and fleas. There wasn't sickness. Listen, Adam did not have heart disease. He didn't have that problem. He didn't have hay fever. He didn't lose his voice like I have, that it still ain't all the way back yet. My wife's still praying that it won't come back. No. He didn't have all these problems. See, we get up every day of our life, and we're not like David, what he was talking about here. David was talking about King Saul was after him. And he said, my calamities will go away. But when the Lord laid it on my heart, I looked at it and I'm like, wait a minute. What's my enemy? Every single day, I get up fighting an enemy. Pollution. You ever look off down in the valley in Vegas, it's kind of brown? That's a good air day, you know. You ought to go out and really breathe deep. So that's our enemy. Well, no, Brother Jim, that's just pollution. But why do we have pollution? Because of sin. Why do, when I walked outside the other night, I stepped on this little sticker thing. I don't even know where it come from. Oh, that hurt. Listen, I was barefooted. Why do we have that? Because of sin. See, Adam didn't have those problems. Adam lived in a perfect state. Wow. To live in a perfect state, to where you get up in the morning, you just feel great all the time. Never feel sluggish. I got up this morning. Well, I made my coffee a little stouter than normal. It didn't help either. I'm still dragging. Look, that's what we fight on a daily basis, but we fight it because of what took place in the Garden of Eden. So really and truly, when we get up in the mornings, we need to say, hey, God, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Help me to deal with what I've got to today. You know, I'm kind of like a car. Man, I drive up the driveway. Everything's running good. I can go to bed, wake up the next morning, something broke. I'm like, what did I do last night? How come it broke last night? It's because of sin. See, we live with the effects of sin. Sin caused colds. Sin caused heart disease. Sin caused cancer. So we live with that daily, but I promise you, all of that's going to pass. Our calamities one day will be gone. That evil that we deal with on a daily basis, it's going to go away one day. One of these days, we're not going to have to fool with it. See, one of these days, we're going to get to heaven, and according to what I read, and I'm not exactly sure what perfect timing that will be, when it's going to happen, but the Bible says that God will wipe away every tear. I won't have to wear these silly glasses anymore. When I look out there, you're kind of blurry looking, but I won't have to wear them no more. I won't have to look at my watch and say, oh, it's time to take a pill. I won't have to worry about, well, I need to get my doctor's appointment. I won't have to worry about that. I won't have to worry about, well, I sure hope I can keep from getting the flu this year. I don't like, who likes the flu? You know why they got the flu? Because of sin. See, we don't just fight with the fact of sinning. We fight with the results of sin. We have to fight with that every day. So when I was reading this the other night, I'm like, wow, they've digged a pit before me. Sin dug a pit before me. Before I was ever formed in the womb, it was already laid out that when I get out and when I get up and moving around, I'm going to fall down. I'm going to fall into this trap. I'm going to fall into that trap. All of these things are going to affect me some way, form, or fashion. I'm like, oh, wow. I need to get up just like David did in that cave and say, Lord, I sleep among the lions. I'm sleep among the enemy. Give me peace, and I'll just lay down and relax. You know, when I lay down at night, honestly, over years ago, I used to lay down and I'd think, I wonder if I wake up in the morning. Boy, sure hope so. You know, I don't think that way anymore. When we ask God for His mercy and ask God for strength like David was doing, he laid down and relaxed. His enemy was right there. I mean, I don't know about David, but I snore. Maybe he didn't. You know, I hear me now, I lay back. And Saul wakes up like, hey, there's either a bear in here or, well, then I die in the middle of the night because I gave away. No, David didn't worry about that. David just laid down and went to sleep because he said, God will protect me. He said, I am under the shadow of His wings. Look, sometimes we don't see the sun. I'm a sunshine person. I like sunshine. Man, I got up this morning, I looked outside and I said, yes, no wind, no clouds, the sun's shining. If I don't ever see a drop of rain or a flake of snow, fine with me. I'm happy. I've had all the rain. I've had the snow. I don't need that. I like the sunshine. I like the blue skies. It makes me feel good. And the more I studied on this, I'm like, wait a minute. There's sometimes it's like I can't see that sunshine. But then you got to realize, when you're under the shadow of His wings, you ain't going to see the sunshine. You're not going to see the face of God, but you're going to be protected from God. It's like, you know, when I was growing up, my uncle, he had chickens, fighting chickens too. He raised fighting roosters. And he had all these chickens running around. And that big old hawk had come zooming over, big red tail hawk. And all them little chicks, boy, they'd run up under mama. Mama would cover them over with that. You don't mess with a hen and her chicks. You in bad shit. I seen that thing jump on a dog one day and just tore that dog up. You don't mess with a hen. That's the way it is with God. They would run. If we'll do what David's doing, we'd run under those wings and we're covered. And hey, we may not can see the sunshine, but we're under the protection of God. We don't need that. We've got Him. That's where David was at. And really and truly, when I read this before, I'm like, well, I really don't have an enemy after me that I know of. But I do. I've got Satan and his little crony, little pervert demons. They like to bother me. Oh, especially when I'm praying. You know, I'd be going along. I'd be cruising, singing Amazing Grace, just having a good time. I'd stop and pray. Man, garbage will come to my mind. I'm like, where in the world did that come from? That's them little perverts work for Satan. They run around and bother you. That's the enemies I'm talking about. We're fighting against that. But not only that, we're fighting against the consequences of All that sin all those years. You see, sin all these years has deteriorated the earth to what we see now. Can you imagine 200 years from now? If the Lord tarries? Oh, what a mess. See, we have all these things in our life, and we need to realize that we can awake in peace. That all we got to do is cry out to God, be merciful unto me. That's what we need to be doing. Allowing Him to take care of us. Verse 7, He says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. Are you fixed on God? I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto Thee among the nations, for Thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and Thy truth unto the clouds. See, God's mercy, but truth always follows His mercy. God said, I'm going to have mercy on mankind, because mankind was doomed. And it said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. See, He sent that from heaven to stop that would swallow me up. Because that's what the devil wanted to do. He didn't want me giving no worship to God. He wanted to stop that. That's what He's out to do today. Every single day of our life, He is out to stop us from giving God the glory. He knows he can't keep me from going to heaven. He knows that's a done deal. But if He can build up fear in me, and if He can cause me enough grief, then maybe I won't give the glory to God. But see, when we cry out to God and realize we're under the protection of Him, God gets the glory, and He'll protect us, and He takes care of us. And yeah, we can lay down and have a peaceful evening, even with our enemies, because they're all around us. And I'm not talking about somebody just come busting in the door. I'm talking about the effects of sin. I went to bed on a Saturday and got up and sounded like this. I didn't do nothing wrong. It's the effects. It's out there to get us everywhere we turn. We just got to depend on God and cry unto Him. And we pray unto Him because we believe in Him. Let's stand.